Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and it's great to have you with me. Our goal each day is to help you open your Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is March 16th, and our reading is in Luke chapter 2. I want to simply point out the humility of Jesus. In today's reading, Luke highlights that Jesus is born to a young teenage Jewish couple, Mary and Joseph. He wasn't born to a king. He wasn't born to a politician, a big religious leader, a person of influence or wealth or power, but to a young teenage couple. Second, it says that he was born in a manger. He wasn't born in a hotel, not in a hospital, not even a home. He was actually born probably in a cave, a place where animals were stored. Next, I love the fact that the first people who find out about the birth of Jesus are shepherds. They are from the lowest class. They're not wealthy. They're not influential. They're not connected. In that culture, in that day, they're kind of nobodies. They were, in fact, considered unclean. They weren't even allowed in the temple. And all of this, to me, just highlights the humility of Jesus. And I love that. You know, so many times I think people think that in order to have a relationship with God, that they've got to do something to earn their way in. But what the gospel says is that Jesus actually humbled himself and came down to our level and made the gospel accessible to us all. In fact, I believe God is attracted to humility. I think our humility is rooted in gratitude, just recognizing how good God has been to us, recognizing the beauty of the gospel that Jesus left heaven and entered into our world in order to establish a relationship with us. I love the fact that the Bible says, humble yourself like Jesus, and that if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted again. Just like Jesus, he humbled himself and became obedient, even to the point of death, Philippians 2 says. And therefore, God has exalted him and given him a name above every name. And as we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will exalt us in due time. Jesus said that we need to become like a child, totally dependent, vulnerable to see our need for Jesus. In the Beatitudes, Jesus taught us, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who are meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And if you remember, that means humility, brokenness, surrender, dependence. And so I say all of that just to highlight the fact that the gospel story begins with a humble Savior entering into our world and making a relationship with God available to us all. Man, I'm so grateful for that. And because of the example of Jesus, I want to humble myself and trust God to exalt me in due time. Let me pray for you today. Father, I pray today that you would clothe us in humility. And the truth is, we live in a culture that humility is not celebrated. It's not encouraged. In fact, our culture encourages us to be prideful and self-centered and self-sufficient. So God, I pray that your Spirit would produce humility in our hearts, that you'd fill our hearts with gratitude for all that you've done for us, that you would teach us to live in dependence, trusting you every day. Help us to see our need. God, so many times, I think we're over our head and we don't even realize it. I know for me, being a husband, being a father, being a friend, being a pastor, I constantly find myself in a situation where I desperately need your help. Help me to humble myself and to lean into you, to trust you to do in me and through me what only you can do. God, I want to live like Jesus. I want to live in humility. Here's the Son of God entering into the world, born into the manger, and yet he changed the world. Lord, help us to do the same. God, we're trusting you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for being with us today. Man, I hope you have a great day. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.